打开马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音第五章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
由第一节读起，我哋读到第十二节。
We'll begin reading verse 1 through verse 12.
马太福音第五章第一节，他说耶稣看见这许多的人就上了山，既已坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必得承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。我们就读到这里。
Begin reading verse 1. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecute the prophets who were before you.
好，我们读圣经就读到这里为止。
We'll end our scriptural reading here for today.
我们低头再一次祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and once again come together in prayer.
亲爱的主，多谢你，你召聚我们早上再到你的面前来。
Dear Lord, we thank you once again for you have called us together before your presence this morning.
主啊，愿你自己的圣灵亲自在这里带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead and guide us here during this time.
让我们在你的面前，主啊，真的被你来到光照。
And may we truly be given your light.
让我们看见光。
That we might truly see light.
主啊，你引导我们。
Lord, lead us.
不单止叫我们明白你的话。
Not only to give us an understanding of your words.
主啊，叫我们并且是活出主你自己的话。
But that we might be able to live out your words.
求主你施怜悯。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 记得上一次同弟兄姊妹一起交通，我们都是交通这一段的圣经。
During the last opportunity that I had to share with brothers and sisters, we also focused on this particular passage of scripture.
我们是交通第三节那里说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And in that particular time, we were able to focus on verse 3, which is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要记得呢，这一段的话，马太福音第五章、第六章、第七章，这几章的圣经，是我们的主耶稣在山上面对着门徒所讲的一段的说话。
Brothers and sisters will need to know that these several chapters of scripture, chapters 5, 6, and 7, are words, are recordings of the Lord's words as he has spoken to his disciples as they were on the mountain.
一般人都说这三章的圣经叫做登山宝训。
And so there is a reference to this particular scriptural passage as being the Sermon on the Mount.
咁喺第五章呢度，就称为八福。
And so here in chapter 5, it tells us about the Beatitudes.
有人又話七福，有人又八福，有人又話九福。
Some count the various blessings that are referred to here. Some count them as numbering a total of seven. Some total it to be eight. Some total it to be nine.
但係當你聽見人話講到八福嘅時候，就係講到呢一段嘅説話。
The general perception is the eight blessings or the beatitudes. Well, this is the reference from which it comes.
呢一大段嘅説話係我哋嘅主耶穌對當時嘅門徒講嘅。
Overall, these words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
是对那些跟随他的人讲的说话。
Spoken to those individuals who are his followers.
不是对群众讲的说话。
It is not spoken to the general populace.
因为当时有很多人跟着他来到听他讲说话。
Now, there were many at that time.Who crowded in to just hear his words.
但当主耶稣要讲到呢一段说话嘅时候呢，大家记得喺第一节嗰度就话佢上咗山，坐下，门徒嚟到佢哋面前，系嚟到主嘅面前，佢就开口教训佢哋。
But these particular chapters, as is recorded now, are words that the Lord spoke to his disciples. Specifically, says or states very clearly in verse 1 that.He saw the multitudes, but he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
咁佢就向嗰啲跟随佢嘅几个门徒嚟讲说话。
And so then he opened up and spoke to the disciples who were his followers.
所以呢一段嘅说话唔系一段警世嘅格言吓。
So these are not just inspirational words spoken in general.
亦都唔系去对。会众所有其他的人来讲的只是单是为着跟随他的门徒来讲。
The audience is not just in general, but rather is specific to those who are his followers.
因此这个也都不是主耶稣的新的律法书。
Now, this also is not the new law of the Lord.
好像旧约神颁发的十条诫命给他这样。
That somehow this parallels the Ten Commandments that we find in the law.
这个是讲到主耶稣提到说描述这个天国之子应该有的一种的生活。
But rather, this tells us of what the Lord sees as being consistent with the life in the heavenly kingdom.
天国之子应该有的性情。
The characteristics that should be consistent in the citizens who are of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主耶稣是对着跟随他的人讲这段说话的时候，今天也是同样的对我们这些有基督耶稣生命的人讲。
And since he spoke these words to his followers, therefore we're able to recognize that he is speaking to us today.
我们很熟悉的一句的说话就是说神要将我们无造要无成神儿子的形象。
A very well-known verse of scripture tells us that God desires to mold us into the image of his son.
个意思就是说神的儿子是怎么样的模样我们跟随他的人也都要被磨成是怎样的形象。
The meaning, of course, is that in whatever way the Lord is, those who follow should be just like him.
主耶稣的性情是怎样跟随他的人的性情也都要被锻炼被磨造成为一个有这样的性情的人。
So whatever characteristics the Lord possesses,Those who are his followers, they also will be groomed and molded and changed such that their characteristics will be just like the Lord's characteristics.
所以当我们知道这些这样的原则的时候呢，我们再读这一下面的话呢，我就知道第一句是向我们讲的，是向我们的要求，还有表明神的儿子是这样的。
So these are the very principles that are the foundation of our understanding. So then we know these words are spoken to us in order for us to recognize and know the characteristics that must be consistent with being a follower of the Lord.
上一次同弟兄姊妹交通到第三节嗰度话。 虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Last time we shared on verse 3 where it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
大家如果还记得我们提到有翻译，英文的翻译，虚心是讲到灵里面的贫穷。
So it's the English version specifically, it says poor in spirit.
神要的人。
The individuals that God desires to attain
是那些不强调自己的,
are those who are not insistent on their own ways.
神要的,
what God desires
是那些不高举自己,
are those who do not elevate themselves above all.
反而虚心的承认自己有缺乏的,
rather, is those very individuals who are poor in spirit who recognizes their lack.
当我们觉得我们还得的时候,
at a moment in time, if we feel that, no, I'm able to do it,
神的救恩就不临到我们,
it is that very moment that the salvation of God cannot come upon us.
因为我们还觉得可以靠着我这个人，或者说靠着我自己的意志力，我不去犯罪。 靠着我这个人，我可以作这样，作那样。
Because we are saying, I'm able, based on my resolution, I am not going to sin anymore. Based on what I can do, I'm going to do this or not do that.
但当你去到一个地步，你看见，哎呀，我再没能力，来到不犯罪了，我再没能力去靠我自己的本事，而来到归向神，要投靠神的时候。
But it is whenever we come to a point when we recognize I have no way to avoid sinning, I have no ability to overcome, it is then that I must trust and submit to God.
这样的时候，你来到神的面前，神的恩典就会临到你。
It's only then when you come to the Lord in that, and when you come to God in that particular way that salvation will come fully upon you.
所以看见自己无有， 看见自己没能力，又不自满、不自夸的人，在神的面前是蒙福的。So
blessed is he who is not arrogant, who is not boastful, prideful. Blessed is he who recognizes his shortcomings and where he lacks.
并且他说天国是他们的。In
addition, the Lord tells us that theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
今天主在那里告诉我们，他要得着的。
Today, the Lord outlines for us whom He desires to attain.
神，我们的主，也都是愿意我们去享用天国，是神为他们所预备的天国的丰富。
The Lord desires for us to have access and to enjoy the fullness that is in the kingdom of heaven.
是那些能够进到去天国的人，是那些自己承认自己是没能力的。
So those who are able to have access into the kingdom of heaven are the very ones who confesses their own shortcomings.
我们感谢主，主看的不是我们里面有几刚强。
We thank the Lord because He's not looking to see how much we have, how strong we are.
而是看我们有几咁的虚心，或者有几咁的贫穷。
But rather He's looking to see how much we recognize that we are poor in spirit.
今朝早我哋落到去第四节，我哋一齐交通。哀动嘅人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。We're
going to come this morning to verse 4, where it tells us, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
呢度有福了，有一啲嘅译本翻作喜乐。
Blessed, in some translations, tell us, or is translated as, happy are those.
那你就会不会发觉到一个问题，就是说，哀痛的人有喜乐。
So do you see a contradiction here that it says, happy?
哋打開馬太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
馬太福音第五章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
由第一節讀起，我哋讀到第十二節。
We'll begin reading verse 1 through verse 12.
馬太福音第五章第一節，他就說耶穌看見這許多的人就上了山，既已坐下，門徒到他跟前來，他就開口教訓他們說，虛心的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。哀痛的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。溫柔的人有福了，因為他們必得承受地土。飢渴慕義的人有福了，因為他們必得飽足。憐恤人的人有福了，因為他們必蒙憐恤。清心的人有福了，因為他們必得見神。使人和睦的人有福了，因為他們必稱為神的兒子。為義受逼迫的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。我们就读到这里。
Begin reading verse 1. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecute the prophets who were before you.
好，我们读圣经就读到这里为止。
We'll end our scriptural reading here for today.
我们低头再一次祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and once again come together in prayer.
亲爱的主，多谢你，你召聚我们早上。再到你的面前来。
Dear Lord, we thank you once again for you have called us together before your presence this morning.
主啊，愿你自己的圣灵亲自在这里带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead and guide us here during this time.
让我们在你的面前，主啊，真的被你来到光照。
And may we truly be given your light.
让我们看见光。
That we might truly see light.
主啊，你引导我哋。
Lord, lead us.
唔单止叫我哋明白你嘅话。
Not only to give us an understanding of your words.
主啊，叫我哋并且系活出主你自己嘅话。
But that we might be able to live out your words.
求主你施怜悯。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 记得上一次同弟兄姊妹一齐交通，我哋都系交通呢一段嘅圣经。
During the last opportunity that I had to share with brothers and sisters, we also focused on this particular passage of Scripture.
我们是交通第三节那里说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And in that particular time, we were able to focus on verse 3, which is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要记得呢，这一段的话，马太福音第五章第六章、第七章，呢几章嘅圣经啊，系我哋嘅主耶稣喺山上边对住门徒所讲嘅一段嘅说话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that these several chapters of Scripture, chapters 5, 6, and 7, are recordings of the Lord's words as He has spoken to His disciples as they were on the mountain.
一般人嚟。都话呢一段呢三章嘅圣经叫做登山宝训。
And so there is a reference to this particular scriptural passage as being the Sermon on the Mount.
啊，咁喺第五章呢度就称为八福。
And so here in chapter 5, it tells us about the Beatitudes.
有人又話七福，有人又八福，有人又話九福。
Some count the various blessings that are referred to here. Some count them as numbering a total of seven. Some total it to be eight. Some total it to be nine.
但係當你聽見人話講到八福嘅時候，就係講到呢一段嘅説話。
The general perception is the eight blessings or the beatitudes. Well, this is the reference from which it comes.
呢一大段嘅説話係我哋嘅主耶穌對當時嘅門徒講嘅。
Overall, these words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
是对那些跟随他的人讲的说话。
Spoken to those individuals who are his followers.
不是对群众讲的说话。
It is not spoken to the general populace.
因为当时有很多人跟着他来到听他讲说话。
Now, there were many at that time.Who crowded in to just hear his words.
但当主耶稣要讲到呢一段说话嘅时候呢，大家记得喺第一节嗰度就话佢上咗山，坐下，门徒嚟到佢哋面前，系嚟到主嘅面前，佢就开口教训佢哋。
But these particular chapters, as is recorded now, are words that the Lord spoke to his disciples. Specifically, says or states very clearly in verse 1 that.He saw the multitudes, but he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
咁佢就向嗰啲跟随佢嘅几个门徒嚟讲说话。
And so then he opened up and spoke to the disciples who were his followers.
所以呢一段嘅说话唔系一段警世嘅格言吓。
So these are not just inspirational words spoken in general.
亦都唔系去对。会众所有其他的人来讲的只是单是为着跟随他的门徒来讲。
The audience is not just in general, but rather is specific to those who are his followers.
因此这个也都不是主耶稣的新的律法书。
Now, this also is not the new law of the Lord.
好像旧约神颁发的十条诫命给他这样。
That somehow this parallels the Ten Commandments that we find in the law.
这个是讲到主耶稣提到说描述这个天国之子应该有的一种的生活。
But rather, this tells us of what the Lord sees as being consistent with the life in the heavenly kingdom.
天国之子应该有的性情。
The characteristics that should be consistent in the citizens who are of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主耶稣是对着跟随他的人讲这段说话的时候，今天也是同样的对我们这些有基督耶稣生命的人讲。
And since he spoke these words to his followers, therefore we're able to recognize that he is speaking to us today.
我们很熟悉的一句的说话就是说神要将我们无造要无成神儿子的形象。
A very well-known verse of scripture tells us that God desires to mold us into the image of his son.
个意思就是说神的儿子是怎么样的模样我们跟随他的人也都要被磨成是怎样的形象。
The meaning, of course, is that in whatever way the Lord is, those who follow should be just like him.
主耶稣的性情是怎样跟随他的人的性情也都要被锻炼被磨造成为一个有这样的性情的人。
So whatever characteristics the Lord possesses,Those who are his followers, they also will be groomed and molded and changed such that their characteristics will be just like the Lord's characteristics.
所以当我们知道这些这样的原则的时候呢，我们再读这一下面的话呢，我就知道第一句是向我们讲的，是向我们的要求，还有表明神的儿子是这样的。
So these are the very principles that are the foundation of our understanding. So then we know these words are spoken to us in order for us to recognize and know the characteristics that must be consistent with being a follower of the Lord.
上一次同弟兄姊妹交通到第三节嗰度话。 虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Last time we shared on verse 3 where it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
大家如果还记得我们提到有翻译，英文的翻译，虚心是讲到灵里面的贫穷。
So it's the English version specifically, it says poor in spirit.
神要的人。
The individuals that God desires to attain
是那些不强调自己的,
are those who are not insistent on their own ways.
神要的,
what God desires
是那些不高举自己,
are those who do not elevate themselves above all.
反而虚心的承认自己有缺乏的,
rather, is those very individuals who are poor in spirit who recognizes their lack.
当我们觉得我们还得的时候,
at a moment in time, if we feel that, no, I'm able to do it,
神的救恩就不临到我们,
it is that very moment that the salvation of God cannot come upon us.
因为我们还觉得可以靠着我这个人，或者说靠着我自己的意志力，我不去犯罪。 靠着我这个人，我可以作这样，作那样。
Because we are saying, I'm able, based on my resolution, I am not going to sin anymore. Based on what I can do, I'm going to do this or not do that.
但当你去到一个地步，你看见，哎呀，我再没能力，来到不犯罪了，我再没能力去靠我自己的本事，而来到归向神，要投靠神的时候。
But it is whenever we come to a point when we recognize I have no way to avoid sinning, I have no ability to overcome, it is then that I must trust and submit to God.
这样的时候，你来到神的面前，神的恩典就会临到你。
It's only then when you come to the Lord in that, and when you come to God in that particular way that salvation will come fully upon you.
所以看见自己无有， 看见自己没能力，又不自满、不自夸的人，喺神嘅面前系蒙福嘅。So
blessed is he who is not arrogant, who is not boastful, prideful. Blessed is he who recognizes his shortcomings and where he lacks.
并且佢话天国系佢哋嘅。In
addition, the Lord tells us that theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
今日主喺嗰度话俾我哋听，佢要得着嘅。
Today, the Lord outlines for us whom He desires to attain.
神，我们的主，也都是愿意我们去享用天国，是神为他们所预备的天国的丰富。
The Lord desires for us to have access and to enjoy the fullness that is in the kingdom of heaven.
是那些能够进到去天国的人，是那些自己承认自己是没能力的。
So those who are able to have access into the kingdom of heaven are the very ones who confesses their own shortcomings.
我们感谢主，主看的不是我们里面有多刚强。
We thank the Lord because He's not looking to see how much we have, how strong we are.
而是看我们有多么的虚心，或者有多么的贫穷。
But rather He's looking to see how much we recognize that we are poor in spirit.
今朝早我哋落到去第四节，我哋一齐交通。哀哀恸嘅人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。We're
going to come this morning to verse 4, where it tells us, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
呢度有福了，有一啲嘅译本翻作喜乐。
Blessed, in some translations, tell us, or is translated as, happy are those.
那你就会不会发觉到一个问题，就是说，哀恸的人有喜乐。
So do you see a contradiction here that it says, happy?
打開馬太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
馬太福音第五章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
由第一節讀起，我哋讀到第十二節。
We'll begin reading verse 1 through verse 12.
馬太福音第五章第一節，他就說耶穌看見這許多的人就上了山，既已坐下，門徒到他跟前來，他就開口教訓他們說，虛心的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。哀痛的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。溫柔的人有福了，因為他們必得承受地土。飢渴慕義的人有福了，因為他們必得飽足。憐恤人的人有福了，因為他們必蒙憐恤。清心的人有福了，因為他們必得見神。使人和睦的人有福了，因為他們必稱為神的兒子。為義受逼迫的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。我们就读到这里。
Begin reading verse 1. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him, and opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecute the prophets who were before you.
好，我们读圣经就读到这里为止。
We'll end our scriptural reading here for today.
我们低头再一次祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and once again come together in prayer.
亲爱的主，多谢你，你召聚我们早上再到你的面前来。
Dear Lord, we thank you once again for you have called us together before your presence this morning.
主啊，愿你自己的圣灵亲自在这里带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead and guide us here during this time.
让我们在你的面前，主啊，真的被你来到光照。
And may we truly be given your light.
让我们看见光。
That we might truly see light.
主啊，你引导我哋。
Lord, lead us.
唔单止叫我哋明白你嘅话。
Not only to give us an understanding of your words.
主啊，叫我哋并且系活出主你自己嘅话。
But that we might be able to live out your words.
求主你施怜悯。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 记得上一次同弟兄姊妹一齐交通，我哋都系交通呢一段嘅圣经。
During the last opportunity that I had to share with brothers and sisters, we also focused on this particular passage of Scripture.
我们是交通第三节那里说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And in that particular time, we were able to focus on verse 3, which is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要记得呢，这一段的话，马太福音第五章第六章、第七章，呢几章嘅圣经啊，系我哋嘅主耶稣喺山上边对住门徒所讲嘅一段嘅说话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that these several chapters of Scripture, chapters 5, 6, and 7, are recordings of the Lord's words as He has spoken to His disciples as they were on the mountain.
一般人嚟。都话呢一段呢三章嘅圣经叫做登山宝训。
And so there is a reference to this particular scriptural passage as being the Sermon on the Mount.
啊，咁喺第五章呢度就称为八福。
And so here in chapter 5, it tells us about the Beatitudes.
有人又話七福，有人又八福，有人又話九福。
Some count the various blessings that are referred to here. Some count them as numbering a total of seven. Some total it to be eight. Some total it to be nine.
但係當你聽見人話講到八福嘅時候，就係講到呢一段嘅説話。
The general perception is the eight blessings or the beatitudes. Well, this is the reference from which it comes.
呢一大段嘅説話係我哋嘅主耶穌對當時嘅門徒講嘅。
Overall, these words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
是对那些跟随他的人讲的说话。
Spoken to those individuals who are his followers.
不是对群众讲的说话。
It is not spoken to the general populace.
因为当时有很多人跟着他来到听他讲说话。
Now, there were many at that time.Who crowded in to just hear his words.
但当主耶稣要讲到呢一段说话嘅时候呢，大家记得喺第一节嗰度就话佢上咗山，坐下，门徒嚟到佢哋面前，系嚟到主嘅面前，佢就开口教训佢哋。
But these particular chapters, as is recorded now, are words that the Lord spoke to his disciples. Specifically, says or states very clearly in verse 1 that.He saw the multitudes, but he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
咁佢就向嗰啲跟随佢嘅几个门徒嚟讲说话。
And so then he opened up and spoke to the disciples who were his followers.
所以呢一段嘅说话唔系一段警世嘅格言吓。
So these are not just inspirational words spoken in general.
亦都唔系去对。会众所有其他的人来讲的只是单是为着跟随他的门徒来讲。
The audience is not just in general, but rather is specific to those who are his followers.
因此这个也都不是主耶稣的新的律法书。
Now, this also is not the new law of the Lord.
好像旧约神颁发的十条诫命给他这样。
That somehow this parallels the Ten Commandments that we find in the law.
这个是讲到主耶稣提到说描述这个天国之子应该有的一种的生活。
But rather, this tells us of what the Lord sees as being consistent with the life in the heavenly kingdom.
天国之子应该有的性情。
The characteristics that should be consistent in the citizens who are of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主耶稣是对着跟随他的人讲这段说话的时候，今天也是同样的对我们这些有基督耶稣生命的人讲。
And since he spoke these words to his followers, therefore we're able to recognize that he is speaking to us today.
我们很熟悉的一句的说话就是说神要将我们无造要无成神儿子的形象。
A very well-known verse of scripture tells us that God desires to mold us into the image of his son.
个意思就是说神的儿子是怎么样的模样我们跟随他的人也都要被磨成是怎样的形象。
The meaning, of course, is that in whatever way the Lord is, those who follow should be just like him.
主耶稣的性情是怎样跟随他的人的性情也都要被锻炼被磨造成为一个有这样的性情的人。
So whatever characteristics the Lord possesses,Those who are his followers, they also will be groomed and molded and changed such that their characteristics will be just like the Lord's characteristics.
所以当我们知道这些这样的原则的时候呢，我们再读这一下面的话呢，我就知道第一句是向我们讲的，是向我们的要求，还有表明神的儿子是这样的。
So these are the very principles that are the foundation of our understanding. So then we know these words are spoken to us in order for us to recognize and know the characteristics that must be consistent with being a follower of the Lord.
上一次同弟兄姊妹交通到第三节嗰度话。 虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Last time we shared on verse 3 where it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
大家如果还记得我们提到有翻译，英文的翻译，虚心是讲到灵里面的贫穷。
So it's the English version specifically, it says poor in spirit.
神要的人。
The individuals that God desires to attain
是那些不强调自己的,
are those who are not insistent on their own ways.
神要的,
what God desires
是那些不高举自己,
are those who do not elevate themselves above all.
反而虚心的承认自己有缺乏的,
rather, is those very individuals who are poor in spirit who recognizes their lack.
当我们觉得我们还得的时候,
at a moment in time, if we feel that, no, I'm able to do it,
神的救恩就不临到我们,
it is that very moment that the salvation of God cannot come upon us.
因为我们还觉得可以靠着我这个人，或者说靠着我自己的意志力，我不去犯罪。 靠着我这个人，我可以作这样，作那样。
Because we are saying, I'm able, based on my resolution, I am not going to sin anymore. Based on what I can do, I'm going to do this or not do that.
但当你去到一个地步，你看见，哎呀，我再没能力，来到不犯罪了，我再没能力去靠我自己的本事，而来到归向神，要投靠神的时候。
But it is whenever we come to a point when we recognize I have no way to avoid sinning, I have no ability to overcome, it is then that I must trust and submit to God.
这样的时候，你来到神的面前，神的恩典就会临到你。
It's only then when you come to the Lord in that, and when you come to God in that particular way that salvation will come fully upon you.
所以看见自己无有， 看见自己没能力，又不自满、不自夸的人，在神的面前是蒙福的。So
blessed is he who is not arrogant, who is not boastful, prideful. Blessed is he who recognizes his shortcomings and where he lacks.
并且他说天国是他们的。In
addition, the Lord tells us that theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
今天主在那里告诉我们，他要得着的。
Today, the Lord outlines for us whom He desires to attain.
神，我们的主，也都是愿意我们去享用天国，是神为他们所预备的天国的丰富。
The Lord desires for us to have access and to enjoy the fullness that is in the kingdom of heaven.
是那些能够进到去天国的人，是那些自己承认自己是没能力的。
So those who are able to have access into the kingdom of heaven are the very ones who confesses their own shortcomings.
我们感谢主，主看的不是我们里面有几刚强。
We thank the Lord because He's not looking to see how much we have, how strong we are.
而是看我们有几咁的虚心，或者有几咁的贫穷。
But rather He's looking to see how much we recognize that we are poor in spirit.
今朝早我哋落到去第四节，我哋一齐交通。哀动嘅人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。We're
going to come this morning to verse 4, where it tells us, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
呢度有福了，有一啲嘅译本翻作喜乐。
Blessed, in some translations, tell us, or is translated as, happy are those.
那你就会不会发觉到一个问题，就是说，哀痛的人有喜乐。
So do you see a contradiction here that it says, happy?
開馬太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
馬太福音第五章。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5.
由第一節讀起，我哋讀到第十二節。
We'll begin reading verse 1 through verse 12.
馬太福音第五章第一節，他就說耶穌看見這許多的人就上了山，既已坐下，門徒到他跟前來，他就開口教訓他們說，虛心的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。哀痛的人有福了，因為他們必得安慰。溫柔的人有福了，因為他們必得承受地土。飢渴慕義的人有福了，因為他們必得飽足。憐恤人的人有福了，因為他們必蒙憐恤。清心的人有福了，因為他們必得見神。使人和睦的人有福了，因為他們必稱為神的兒子。為義受逼迫的人有福了，因為天國是他們的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。我们就读到这里。
Begin reading verse 1. And when he saw the multitudes, he went up on the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. And opening his mouth, he began to teach them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for so they persecute the prophets who were before you.
好，我们读圣经就读到这里为止。
We'll end our scriptural reading here for today.
我们低头再一次祈祷。
Let's bow our heads and once again come together in prayer.
亲爱的主，多谢你，你召聚我们早上再到你的面前来。
Dear Lord, we thank you once again for you have called us together before your presence this morning.
主啊，愿你自己的圣灵亲自在这里带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit lead and guide us here during this time.
让我们在你的面前，主啊，真的被你来到光照。
And may we truly be given your light.
让我们看见光。
That we might truly see light.
主啊，你引导我哋。
Lord, lead us.
唔单止叫我哋明白你嘅话。
Not only to give us an understanding of your words.
主啊，叫我哋并且系活出主你自己嘅话。
But that we might be able to live out your words.
求主你施怜悯。
Lord, have mercy upon us.
奉主耶稣嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 记得上一次同弟兄姊妹一齐交通，我哋都系交通呢一段嘅圣经。
During the last opportunity that I had to share with brothers and sisters, we also focused on this particular passage of Scripture.
我们是交通第三节那里说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And in that particular time, we were able to focus on verse 3, which is, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要记得呢，这一段的话，马太福音第五章第六章、第七章，呢几章嘅圣经啊，系我哋嘅主耶稣喺山上边对住门徒所讲嘅一段嘅说话。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that these several chapters of Scripture, chapters 5, 6, and 7, are recordings of the Lord's words as He has spoken to His disciples as they were on the mountain.
一般人嚟。都话呢一段呢三章嘅圣经叫做登山宝训。
And so there is a reference to this particular scriptural passage as being the Sermon on the Mount.
啊，咁喺第五章呢度就称为八福。
And so here in chapter 5, it tells us about the Beatitudes.
有人又話七福，有人又八福，有人又話九福。
Some count the various blessings that are referred to here. Some count them as numbering a total of seven. Some total it to be eight. Some total it to be nine.
但係當你聽見人話講到八福嘅時候，就係講到呢一段嘅説話。
The general perception is the eight blessings or the beatitudes. Well, this is the reference from which it comes.
呢一大段嘅説話係我哋嘅主耶穌對當時嘅門徒講嘅。
Overall, these words are spoken by the Lord to his disciples.
是对那些跟随他的人讲的说话。
Spoken to those individuals who are his followers.
不是对群众讲的说话。
It is not spoken to the general populace.
因为当时有很多人跟着他来到听他讲说话。
Now, there were many at that time.Who crowded in to just hear his words.
但当主耶稣要讲到呢一段说话嘅时候呢，大家记得喺第一节嗰度就话佢上咗山，坐下，门徒嚟到佢哋面前，系嚟到主嘅面前，佢就开口教训佢哋。
But these particular chapters, as is recorded now, are words that the Lord spoke to his disciples. Specifically, says or states very clearly in verse 1 that.He saw the multitudes, but he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him.
咁佢就向嗰啲跟随佢嘅几个门徒嚟讲说话。
And so then he opened up and spoke to the disciples who were his followers.
所以呢一段嘅说话唔系一段警世嘅格言吓。
So these are not just inspirational words spoken in general.
亦都唔系去对。会众所有其他的人来讲的只是单是为着跟随他的门徒来讲。
The audience is not just in general, but rather is specific to those who are his followers.
因此这个也都不是主耶稣的新的律法书。
Now, this also is not the new law of the Lord.
好像旧约神颁发的十条诫命给他这样。
That somehow this parallels the Ten Commandments that we find in the law.
这个是讲到主耶稣提到说描述这个天国之子应该有的一种的生活。
But rather, this tells us of what the Lord sees as being consistent with the life in the heavenly kingdom.
天国之子应该有的性情。
The characteristics that should be consistent in the citizens who are of the kingdom of heaven.
所以当主耶稣是对着跟随他的人讲这段说话的时候，今天也是同样的对我们这些有基督耶稣生命的人讲。
And since he spoke these words to his followers, therefore we're able to recognize that he is speaking to us today.
我们很熟悉的一句的说话就是说神要将我们无造要无成神儿子的形象。
A very well-known verse of scripture tells us that God desires to mold us into the image of his son.
个意思就是说神的儿子是怎么样的模样我们跟随他的人也都要被磨成是怎样的形象。
The meaning, of course, is that in whatever way the Lord is, those who follow should be just like him.
主耶稣的性情是怎样跟随他的人的性情也都要被锻炼被磨造成为一个有这样的性情的人。
So whatever characteristics the Lord possesses,Those who are his followers, they also will be groomed and molded and changed such that their characteristics will be just like the Lord's characteristics.
所以当我们知道这些这样的原则的时候呢，我们再读这一下面的话呢，我就知道第一句是向我们讲的，是向我们的要求，还有表明神的儿子是这样的。
So these are the very principles that are the foundation of our understanding. So then we know these words are spoken to us in order for us to recognize and know the characteristics that must be consistent with being a follower of the Lord.
上一次同弟兄姊妹交通到第三节嗰度话。 虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Last time we shared on verse 3 where it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
大家如果还记得我们提到有翻译，英文的翻译，虚心是讲到灵里面的贫穷。
So it's the English version specifically, it says poor in spirit.
神要的人。
The individuals that God desires to attain
是那些不强调自己的,
are those who are not insistent on their own ways.
神要的,
what God desires
是那些不高举自己,
are those who do not elevate themselves above all.
反而虚心的承认自己有缺乏的,
rather, is those very individuals who are poor in spirit who recognizes their lack.
当我们觉得我们还得的时候,
at a moment in time, if we feel that, no, I'm able to do it,
神的救恩就不临到我们,
it is that very moment that the salvation of God cannot come upon us.
因为我们还觉得可以靠着我这个人，或者说靠着我自己的意志力，我不去犯罪。 靠着我这个人，我可以作这样，作那样。
Because we are saying, I'm able, based on my resolution, I am not going to sin anymore. Based on what I can do, I'm going to do this or not do that.
但当你去到一个地步，你看见，哎呀，我再没能力，来到不犯罪了，我再没能力去靠我自己的本事，而来到归向神，要投靠神的时候。
But it is whenever we come to a point when we recognize I have no way to avoid sinning, I have no ability to overcome, it is then that I must trust and submit to God.
这样的时候，你来到神的面前，神的恩典就会临到你。
It's only then when you come to the Lord in that, and when you come to God in that particular way that salvation will come fully upon you.
所以看见自己无有， 看见自己没能力，又不自满、不自夸的人，喺神嘅面前系蒙福嘅。So
blessed is he who is not arrogant, who is not boastful, prideful. Blessed is he who recognizes his shortcomings and where he lacks.
并且佢话天国系佢哋嘅。In
addition, the Lord tells us that theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
今日主喺嗰度话俾我哋听，佢要得着嘅。
Today, the Lord outlines for us whom He desires to attain.
神，我们的主，也都是愿意我们去享用天国，是神为他们所预备的天国的丰富。
The Lord desires for us to have access and to enjoy the fullness that is in the kingdom of heaven.
是那些能够进到去天国的人，是那些自己承认自己是没能力的。
So those who are able to have access into the kingdom of heaven are the very ones who confesses their own shortcomings.
我们感谢主，主看的不是我们里面有多刚强。
We thank the Lord because He's not looking to see how much we have, how strong we are.
而是看我们有多么的虚心，或者有多么的贫穷。
But rather He's looking to see how much we recognize that we are poor in spirit.
今朝早我哋落到去第四节，我哋一齐交通。哀哀恸嘅人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。We're
going to come this morning to verse 4, where it tells us, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
呢度有福了，有一啲嘅译本翻作喜乐。
Blessed, in some translations, tell us, or is translated as, happy are those.
咁你就会唔会发觉到一个问题，就话哀恸嘅人有喜乐。
So, do you see a contradiction here that it says happy?